Blog Talk Radio.
The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Welcome to What's New with VA Hughes. I'm your host, Venus Henderson Hughes. In the studio today, I have my co-host, Regina Henderson Hughes.
Hello.
And Christopher Hughes.
Yes.
Good morning, guys. So, April 14th, we gave a health expo along with Travel the World with Donnie and Steph. And attendance was not what we really thought it would be. So my question to you guys is, like, honestly, what do you think are some of the reasons why people didn't show up?
probably the you haven't reached as many people as you want to through social media. Social media is an amazing platform to put out the world thing, but depending on what someone's looking for, they may have missed that altogether. Word of mouth also may not have reached to different people as was planned. Other advertising mediums, such as TV or radio, wasn't implemented, but that could always be done next time. And I think the biggest thing is that some people are just not as focused on their health as they should be.
Okay, now, you know, as I do with every event that we do, I send out the surveys to the vendors. And so there was a lot of misconceptions that were given or assumed. I'm not going to say given, assumed. One of which was that we did not use social media at all because they didn't see anything. I'm not a social media maven. However, I know that a lot of things that you put on social media does not trickle down to other people. Now, we did do ads through Facebook, paid ads through Facebook. So, and we know that we reached over 700 people in that ad alone. We also did outreach through various other mediums like Phoenix Soul and things like that. So we know that people were reached. I one of the things that I thought about was the confusion with Gateway Community College, because we had the Gateway Community College address, but the room that we were in was not directly at that address. It was on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. And instead of people sort of seeking out where we were, they just...
And we didn't have a sign either.
Well, we were supposed to have a sign, and we didn't get it. So it was a lot. It was a lot of things that were supposed to happen didn't happen, and that was through the facilities, not knowing facilities as far as Gateway. You know, we were told we would have the signs that we would be able to use to post. We didn't have those signs. We were told that we would have electrical outlets all around the room. We didn't have electrical outlets around the room. The space that we had was actually limited for the amount of vendors that we had. We had 23 vendors sign up. We had 22 show up. Again, our mantra, of course, is the show must go on, and the people that did show up, you know, the around 40 people that did show up, I believe they got a great education. The thing is that this was a huge undertaking. When I say huge undertaking, I'm not talking about the cost as far as bringing all of these individuals up under the same roof as far as the speakers and the vendors themselves, and to have them present to a basic non-audience. You know, these people, these speakers, these presenters, these educators, you know, when you have something like that and you give it away, and it's for the benefit of somebody, and then they not show up, the question then becomes, well, what's the point? You know, what's the point in even saying that you're doing a minority health expo or minority mind, body, and soul expo when you don't even have the people who this whole thing is for even show up? So what's the point?
Because you still have to fight the good fight of getting the information out there, because regardless of you not getting the numbers that you wanted, someone that, you know, that did come through was able to still learn something that probably would have never experienced anything like that before.
Good point. Join the conversation. Area code 516-453-9934. And I say good point to you, Chris, because we did have somebody show up who did appreciate the expo and has appreciated the things that H3P has done for her in the past. And she came to me at one of my most disgusted times at the expo. And, of course, you know, of course, the motto is you never let them see you sweat. But this lady came over to me, and she told me how I helped her in the past and that she thought that this expo was a wonderful thing, and she looks forward to the next thing that we do. Now, that one bright moment in the 3 hours plus, because it was 3 hours plus, it was supposed to be three hours plus of what, eight to nine speakers, I believe, the various foot traffic around to the vendors. We have a caller. No, we don't. Sorry about that. With the various people that came through and, you know, were gracious enough to stop through to say that they came through. What's Up Arizona came through to promote the expo for us, for us and with us, which I thank them. Shout out to Derek. But in all of that, in such a huge undertaking, what do you guys think should we the next expo that we do next year? Okay, should it just be focused on one subject? Should, you know, I know there was the, I know the thought was seriously instilled in me that, one, we don't need 8 to 9 speakers. Now, the reason why we had so many speakers is because that was a gift to each vendor. They had the option to speak. And some of them, we really wanted them to speak. We had a nutritionist. We really wanted her to speak. We had Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. We really wanted them to share their information. And not that we didn't want everybody to share their information. We want the financial person to share his information. But we probably would cap our speakers, you know, next time. We probably wouldn't have 8 to 9 speakers in a 3-hour period. Another thing that came out in the surveys was that they felt like they were sort of rushed from speaking when, not the speakers, but the vendors felt rushed when they had somebody in front of them and then the next speaker came up. So they felt like they had to rush the person along so that they could pay attention to the speaker. So again, this was our first one. So, of course, you learn from the first one. This is, you know, this is our first expo. You learn, you live, you learn. And again, you know, the breaks that we gave really weren't sufficient enough to sort of do a lot of mingling because we were in time constraints. Unfortunately, we had 3 hours. We had to make it work. And with everybody wanting to speak, we had to make that work as well. Again, we had too many speakers, so that's one of the things that I did learn. The design of the expo truly was supposed to be a constant flow. However, we did have some speakers who wanted the people's attention. And because of that, we didn't have the constant flow. We wanted the, you know, you're able to walk around. If somebody is up speaking, they're able to speak, and people would be able to hear them. But we did have that. So I guess in the redesign of the expo, guys, what do you think that we could possibly do? Should it be like a breakout session? Should it, you know?
Well, for the next expo, whatever that may be, we can have like three to five vendors speak, and you have like individual breaks between their speaking. So after like a person speaks, we can have a break, and then people can mingle and whatnot.
So when we have these breaks, because again, you know, this is not our forte. We sort of learning as we're learning on the job. Hopefully, there's a curve and people appreciate the curve that we're on. But when you have the speakers or if we do a breakout session, if you will, because I have seen some expos where they have the quote unquote breakout session. If we have the breakout session, how long would that breakout session be? Would it be like 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Yeah, I figure 20 to 30 minutes would be good, allowing the next speaker to get his or her information set for the stage appointment where they're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, the person that spoke beforehand, you know, if someone's interested to talk to them even further, they have the opportunity to do that within that time before the next speaker comes out.
Right.
So again, it's still information being put out there by the particular speaker at the time. The 20, 30 minutes for prepping the next speaker allows the meet and greet and mingling of the people there to talk with that particular speaker or talk further with other speakers who can be before they go on to find more information. And if I'm doing so, they gain that much more information and knowledge, and the speaker is able to put out more information on a personal basis with that individual.
Okay. I like that. So, location, location, location. Now, going back to the health fair, our very first health fair back in October 2017, and now we have the expo here April 2018. So we got Mesa, we have Phoenix. So, in looking at it, is it the location? Is it just this is not an appetizing thing for the community? Because, you know, I know people go, the whole thing with the health fair was nobody wanted to drive to Mesa, even though it was off the light rail. So here we have another situation where the expo was in Phoenix, and it too was off the light rail.
Mm-hmm.
So, What do you think? What's our location issue? Is it a location issue?
No, I think it was a very me and myself think it was a very good idea to have it set where it was possible that if you were not able to drive, you were able to take the light rail or cab or Uber or whatever it may be to get to the event. So no one can say that they have other options besides just driving themselves to get to the event or know someone to provide transportation to get to the event. It's just that I think some people are not all that in tune to want to learn about health for themselves or for their families. Unfortunately, that's something that's going to be the biggest challenge to deal with in trying to do community expos and health fairs in order to get this information out to people. Because again, the expo is an excellent idea in the fact that for services and information that may not necessarily be provided by or obtained from an individual to seek out. This had everything all wrapped in one that you can kind of look and see what would be beneficial to you or find out just on the fact of information to benefit and educate yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it to me is, again, I think the last point I made at the beginning of our show, the individuals maybe not inclined to want to either seek out the information or not, you know, enthusiastic about seeking out the information. It's more so about personal proclivities on going to the bar or KBB and about getting their health in order. But again, you had the young lady, it was the young lady, right?
Yes.
I can't see you.
Yes, yes.
I presume that engaging in these events, you have individuals like her to want to seek out the services of H3P and other vendors and get themselves as well as their family in order as far as the health information.
So maybe, just maybe, we need to change some of I'm not going to say maybe. Do you think we need to change some of our vendor lineup or our speaker lineup? You know, where we had the nutritionist and we had Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and then we had the finance person and then we had essential oils and I'm just going off the top of my head, so I'll probably miss a lot of people. Oh, and we also had Travel the World with Donnie and Steph as far as the travel person, and it's a bunch of them. So, oh, and the Black Nurses Association spoke about infant mother mortality. Do you think that we need to start, when we look at our speakers, our vendors, et cetera, where we have some tailor-made vendors?
Such as
people that are going to draw in, like somebody for this age demographic, for that age demographic, which I thought we honestly did have that, but like more of the pizzazz people or whatever, what have you. Like I noticed, like, people go for it. Like we had Mary Kay there, which we had an excellent Mary Kay representative there, Sweetest Pie, and we had some natural skincare people there as well. We had, of course, essential oils there. We had the Healthy Pad. Had the Healthy Pad people there. So we had a lot of different things. But I'm wondering if we needed to find something that would grab, say, a 20 to 30 age bracket or something like that. Or
maybe as far as asking some of these millennial idols like Beyonce or Cardi B to come by and say, hey, come on, see me at the expo?
No.
Well, that would be a test grabber for that age group. Cardi B going to be there? Beyonce going to be there? Well, I got to be there.
Well, first of all, I don't know who is Cardi B. I don't know her.
I don't know her.
I am familiar with who Beyonce is, but again, I don't think they are. I don't think they are the people that would grab someone for health. I take it back because I know Beyonce does yoga and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if we found, like, people connected, like yoga, the type of yoga that she does, maybe if we found them, which we did try to find a yoga person, we never were successful with that, but we had a great massage guy there. And I don't even know if he did get a chance. I know he wanted to. He brought his table. He didn't have a chair. He brought a table, which was very impressive to me. But with regard to having the right, I guess, the right things or the right pizzazz or the right buzzwords, I guess that's what, the right buzzwords to bring the people in. Like, okay, one of the things that my hairdresser said, which is funny, she was like, people like to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the three-hour time span, we didn't provide any food because, again, it was 3 hours. We did provide water,
mm-hmm.
but do you think that, okay, we need to provide food in order to get people in?
I say yes and no. Yes, because a 3-hour event, yes, you probably will want to have concessions and food.
Now, you said concessions, which is funny because concessions means that things are being sold. And this is a conversation that I had with a good friend of mine, and she was saying that if we provided anything, that we needed to charge for it. Now, my thought process was that we gave it away. But her thing is, because of the finance that already went into the project, what's the problem with 50 cents, a dollar for whatever here or there? So, again, if you have concessions, that means that somebody is selling something.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the thing, you know, that we – I'm just, you know, I'm grasping at straws. And like I said, this is sort of a recap and a sort of exploratory conversation in how can we get this much-needed thing to the people?
Mm-hmm.
What avenues do we need to take? You know, like, it's got to be something. Join the conversation, 516-453-9934. So we had, I know we have people that do amazing things in the community. And, you know, we do some amazing things in the community. And that's not to sound arrogant. We have done and we continue to do amazing things in the community. And one of the things that I know is that we want to continue to do things in the community. And I just don't want us to be spinning our wheels if it makes sense to you guys. I want us to be able to make that mark that we're supposed to be making. And one thing, it's not for show, you know. It's not for show. It's never been for show. It's never been for us to pat ourselves on the back. But the thing is that we want to make sure that we are able to reach the people who are in need. You know, that's what we need to do. We need to reach those people in need. And, you know, maybe we do need to, go ahead and talk about and see how we can canvas maybe the neighborhood to see what is needed in the particular neighborhood that we probably would do for a health fair or for a expo, you know, in doing those things.
Like going around asking people what looks good for them, what would they prefer in a health expo?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if we, you know, at this point, I'm not going to say no and I'm not going to say yes either. Because at some point, we really do need to sort of home in, you know, how and what people are looking for in a health fair, in a health expo. Like, I know, for instance, there's a big health expo happening in Scottsdale. And they have over 80-plus vendors. That's happening this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you think part of that might be to explore research in the expos, like you just mentioned, and others, and kind of extrapolating what you think will work for your next one, getting information and kind of taking the brains of people there.
Well, I won't be attending that expo. First of all,
but finding, you know, those that do exist that you can attend and just kind of like see, okay, well, they got this, we didn't have this in it, okay, talk with this person, they mentioned about such a thing, which we didn't thought about before, and then extrapolate that into a game plan for your event.
Well, I've done and I continue to do research with regard to expos and health fairs, and the thing is not to repeat what they do, but to make my own.
Well, that's the thing. The information from the research from the expos on individuals, and then from that extrapolating into a game plan for your event, that, like you said, doesn't duplicate what they did, outside of the fact of maybe certain vendors or whatever that seem to be key to the community.
Mm-hmm.
But putting your own panache onto the event to make it yours, but yet it still is an event to give information out to the people and draw the people because of, I guess, the vendors there, the information that's going to be given there is drawing the people in more
well,
than you have been able to do so far.
What I see with the larger expos, of course, is they have the big names there. We don't have the big names there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on trying to get the big names. I'm trying to get the Banner Hells and the CVSs and all like that, which is funny with all the different jobs that I've had, and I've had exposure to these guys. I don't know how to get them in there, but I'm working on it. But even in that, when you have in the big names, and, you know, a lot of it does come on your vendors as well, truthfully. You know, when a vendor goes, when someone becomes a vendor, they usually, and I don't know if that happened across the board, but usually a vendor tells somebody, I'm going to be at such and such place, and come out and see me, and you know, and builds up that rapport. I don't know if that happened. I did see some of them do it. Some of them did it like 2 days before. Some of them did it the day of. Some of them did it continuously. But, again, when it comes down to everything, I think, one, it is a scouting mission. You know, it is, especially if we pick a particular area, we need to know, one, what type of area it is. Is it a safe area? You know, if we have a bunch of
parking.
Do you have enough parking? All the logistics that have to go in there.
Right.
One of the things that I thought about for the health fair was to put it inside of a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas that you put it inside of the hotel, you can get, you know, the fresh water and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, that's one less expense that we have to do, you know.
Well, especially if you rent out, one of the hospitality jobs I used to have had a large, well, had a three-room conference room area.
Mm-hmm.
That was able to break down the walls to a larger
mm-hmm.
Conference room area, able to accommodate 100-some people.
Right.
In that particular setting, it was probably possible to set up vendor tables and a stage area for someone to speak by.
Mm-hmm.
So to find that type of venue that with the payment of renting that space out for how many hours it is,
mm-hmm.
and they also include water or beverages
mm-hmm.
or food
mm-hmm.
To be provided in the conference will be another idea as well.
Well, like I said, we, you know, I know that a lot of it is knowing your audience, which, again, I believe we knew our audience. Our audience just didn't come. And you know, I also think that with us doing everything on a Saturday, some people don't want to do nothing on Saturdays. Now, you know, I don't know. But I know that at some point, real soon, we will have the formula to have the correct event, you know, and it's going to mesh well, and we'll have the people, because at first, you know, we had the vendor, so we got the vendor formula down. Boom, we got that down. Community, we need that formula to plug. How do you get the community in to this event that benefits them? And I think that is the thing that we're looking at. But, you know, you guys have been great, and, you know, as always, because you're always phenomenal, and I love the fact that, you know, we have not said we're throwing in the towel on any of these events. We're going to still move forward. I look forward to whatever we have up our sleeves coming up next. which, knowing us, the sky's the limit. So, again, thank you for joining us this day for another episode of What's New with VHUs. We will see you in 2 weeks. Well, you'll hear from us in 2 weeks. You won't see us. Again, I want you guys to have a wonderful Saturday. Thank you again, Chris.
No problem.
Thank you again, Regina.
Yes.
Have a great Saturday. Bye.